With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Bob Agnew has more.
President Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put the duties of 10% on all imports from China and 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. The move fulfills Mr. Trump's campaign promise, but also raises the prospect of increased prices for American consumers. However, the White House says the order includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate, as they threaten to do. Bob Agnew, Washington.
For the second time in 2 days, a deadly plane crash in the eastern United States. This time, all six on board dead, one person on the ground killed when the aircraft went down shortly after takeoff in Philadelphia on Friday. Also at SRNnews.com, federal investigators are not speculating on the cause of Wednesday's midair collision near Reagan National Airport. Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot and current commercial airline pilot. He says one of the key moments prior to the collision was the late warning from the tower to the Army training crew.
The late call out to the helicopter, do you see the airliner? Because when you merge targets like this, you will get a collision warning on your radar. But because the helicopter is assuming responsibility for visual clearance of the airliner, that relieves the air traffic controller of his responsibility to maintain that clearance.
The U.S. military has conducted coordinated airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes were directed by President Trump and coordinated with Somalia's government. The Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. You'll find more on these stories, plus news, analysis, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug Mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court seeking restrictions on their use. This is SRN News. One of the all-time greats in tennis has been reunited with some treasures.
Pam Shriver has her trophies back. She regained the hardware after someone broke into her car parked at a hotel where she was staying because of the LA wildfires. Those trophies were then dropped off in boxes placed outside the hotel some 10 days later. Shriver, now a TV commentator, was inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame in 2002. Jason Walker reporting.
Costco and the Teamsters Union have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract, avoiding a strike. Teamsters spokesman Matthew McQuaid confirmed the agreement, which will have to be approved by members. Details of the agreement weren't immediately available. The Teamsters Union represents 18,000 Costco workers in six states. Overall, Costco has 219,000 U.S. employees and 617 stores. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.